Eran Kolarin's film, The Band's Visit, begins when the eight members of the Alexandria Ceremonial Police Orchestra discover that no one is there to greet them after they arrive at an Israeli airport. The rest of this bittersweet blend of comedy, drama, and poignancy is about their frustrating attempts to get to the Arab Cultural Center, where they've been asked to perform. The film opens on Friday at the Angelica and the Lincoln Plaza, and I'm very pleased to welcome Eran Kolarin, its writer and director, to the show today. Hello. The band has come to Israel to perform at the opening of this center to play traditional Arab music. Does that represent a kind of a form of cultural exchange?
Well, first of all, for me, it represents something that I always feel that is lacking from all those formal orchestras. That's, you know, once you see like the... When you see the Olympic Games, you see all the formal orchestra, they're all playing the national anthems and they all sound the same. And it's always troubled me, you know, why I don't know, the Jamaican national anthem is not reggae song, you know. So I just was toying with this idea of this traditional police orchestra and not this army music orchestra.
And this is something you've invented?
Yeah.
Would this kind of thing actually be happening, and would the reverse be likely, that an Israeli group might go to Egypt to perform a concert?
No, unfortunately, none of those events formally would ever take place. No Egyptian orchestra would formally come to Israel on any occasion, and also the vice versa wouldn't happen.
Although there's some logic to it, because Israel has a fairly large Arab population, and they would be, some of them might be interested in hearing this kind of music.
Yeah, not only the Arab population, also the, you know, half of the Jewish population inside Israel are descendants from Arab states. We have there's a lot of love and affection for Arabic music, and there is, it's part of those everlasting contradiction in my country, the longing for connection to the Arab world on the one hand, and on the other hand, the continuation of separation and assimilating in the West on the other hand. So, and this movie touches with this contradiction side.
In fact, one of the main characters, Dina, tells the leader of this band, Tufik, that she and her family used to watch Egyptian movies on television. And I gather that's based on your experience. And that's not happening anymore?
No, it is happening. You know, when I was growing up in Israel in the 80s, we had one channel on TV. And on this one channel, every Friday, you'd sit and watch Egyptian movies. It was a very common habit. But... you know, basically this thing, it's not that there's no more Egyptian movie on television, it's just the fact that we have now 200 channels of, you know, shit from everywhere. So this one Egyptian movie is just lost between those hundreds and thousands of channels.
Well, the plot of this story is they are not picked up at the airport. Through a misunderstanding, they take a bus to the wrong town and wind up in the middle of nowhere in a desert town that's dusty and quite lonely. And the people there aren't watching those 200 channels. They're just sitting around, and they seem to be waiting. For something. Are you suggesting that there's a certain kind of loneliness that haunts Israel?
You know, it's too big for me saying that loneliness haunts Israel. I guess that I myself a little bit haunted by loneliness, and somehow my movie is very much about loneliness. But you know, this kind of existence of waiting for things to be better, for this whole thing to...
For anything to happen. Waiting for Godot.
For this change is something that I feel very much that it does exist.
Although the film resists any temptation to make big statements about the Middle Eastern situation, despite the fact that we're talking about a bunch of Egyptians, eight Egyptians, stuck in this Israeli town, and we can see all the possibilities for tensions on the other hand, for a happy ending where everybody discovers that we're all human under the skin. You're looking for something a little subtler than that.
Yeah, I'm not, first of all, I'm not into statements. I would rather have thoughts and questions in the movie. And there's a lot of questions of connecting, of cultural connecting, of identity, of questions that I'm haunted with personally, of who am I? Who am I? What kind of a creature am I? I'm living in the Middle East. How much of me is Arab? How much of me is Israeli? What is Israeli? What... There's a lot of questions, you know, that are down there, but it's not about statements. I don't think that movies, and I hope movies are, it's not about giving out a statement. It consists of many thoughts and questions.
Manola Dargis of the New York Times has written that the eight members, I'm quoting, the eight members of the Alexandria Ceremonial Police Orchestra look a bit like a joke in search of a punchline. If the band's visit were any other kind of film, she suggests, a little more patse and rather less knowing, these eight souls might quickly transform into mere props in a small-scale sermon about Middle East man's humanity to Middle East man, minus the politics, of course. And that wasn't your goal.
Well, she said it's not...
No, she said it's not just a sermon. There's something else going on.
What's a sermon? It's a little too complicated word for me.
Oh, well, you know, like a sermon is when a religious leader tells us how we should live our lives, for example.
No. There's nothing of this kind of thing in the movie for me. And I think that aesthetically there's also a movement inside the film. From the point of view of groups of people with no name, no biography, no three-dimensional approach, until to the point that every character has his three-dimension and its own biography and is one human being, and there's a movement. If you watch the film, from being group of people to being just one single human being.
Although these eight members of this band really do stand out. First of all, they have these robins. Egg blue uniforms. Everybody calls them general because they look like they're military men. And they're darker skinned than most of the Israelis, so they do stand out. People know that they are from, they're outsiders of some sort.
It's interesting because in the beginning of the movie, while they are in the middle of Israel, of the more modern Israel, they are kind of like this big white elephant that no one sees. And because this is what happens, you know, in modern city, I guess here and also in Tel Aviv and everywhere, you just don't notice the details anymore. It's all part of this big mixture that of identities and no special identity, no one. Only when they come to the side of the road, to where modern time is not, you know, shaken everything up, then they have their identity back, and you know, and the people there, they have their own identity, and from this point of view, that of different identity, they start to communicate, they start to you know, to have the dialogue with each other.
My guest is Eran Kolarin, whose film The Band's Visit has gotten unanimous praise so far. I have not seen a negative review. I don't know what the response has been like in Israel. It opens on Friday at the Angelica and the Lincoln Plaza. What has been the response in Israel?
It has been quite good. It was released about 3 months ago in Israel and went very well.
Well, the other surprise for me was that this cast is all Israeli, because I would have assumed that the Egyptians were played by Egyptians, especially the wonderful actor who plays Tufik.
Yeah, well, to begin with, I've toyed with the idea of getting Egyptians in my movie, but it became clear in a very early stage that there was no way, political way, to get the actual Egyptian actors in the movie. Because
so even though there's peace between Israel and Egypt, it's still difficult to do some pretty simple things
that? There is no cultural exchange whatsoever, unfortunately.
Except
in my movie, between Israel and Egypt. There is peace on the terms of some commerce exchange. And, you know, there's no war, which is good. But It's more a divorce agreement than a marriage agreement, if you can call it that way.
Well, Sasson Gabay is an Israeli actor, and so is Saleh Bakri, who plays the young violinist,
Saleh,
the handsome.
Saleh is a Palestinian. He's Israeli-Palestinian.
And he's the guy who chases every woman, and women would chase him as well. He's a Chet Baker fan. He quotes My Funny Valentine to women when he meets them. But the Ronit Elkabetz, the woman in this, Adina, the Israeli woman who helps them, this is an amazing performance. Is she a big star in Israel?
Yeah, matter of fact, she is. And she's lately becoming even more also well-known in Europe. She's one of the most known Israeli actresses in cinema.
It must have been wonderful directing somebody. This is your first film.
Yeah. I've been gifted with a lot of good actors in this film. Really, I would never have pulled it through unless I had those guys.
What makes the film also wonderful is that there are so many wonderful little details. There are some of the band members, they all have to sleep in this town overnight until they can go to the place they're supposed to go to. Some of them are stuck with a family that's having big family squabbles, and they get caught in the middle of it. The good-looking guy winds up going out with some young Israelis and helps a very shy man come on to a shy woman, teaches him how to woo somebody.
Yeah, I like
a lot of flirtations going on, not always consummated.
It was part of what was I was taking with the story. Is this, on the one hand, it has this big context, but it's set in the most small, unimportant events. So this contrast between this big context, big history, and the events which are so not important, but are important at the end of the day, it's, you know, what took me to the story.
Are there really towns like this? It looks like the kind of place that would make a perfect setting for a Western about a dying town.
No, nothing is real in the sense of real reality, you know. It's real in the sense of getting the essence of thing and exaggerating it in a cinematic way to get a certain tone or a feeling. But, you know, there are small towns in the desert, but they are more lively than in the film.
One would hope, anyway. Eran Kolarin's film, The Band's Visit, he both directs and writes, is opening this Friday at the Angelica and the Lincoln Plaza, and it has been my great pleasure to talk with him today on our show.
Been a pleasure, too. Thank you. لم يتأين المنسيه